Welcome. Hey, happy Friday. Welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. It's Friday. It's Car Smart. We are actually in the car, and we are driving home from a date night. And Brett Johnson is driving. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I don't know where you are. Like, maybe you're in the back seat or something. Please put your seatbelt on so that you're safe, because we're driving. We're going for a ride. So, I just don't want to hear you chew your gum. What are you doing? He's throwing his gum out the window. What's the story?
What's the story with what?
With your gum.
I just wanted to get like a little bit of, you know, I've had that kind of like scratchy throat thing for a little while. And it's just like a little like sinus thing going on.
So. And I have this thing where like a certain sounds, oh my God, I love you so much. But today when we were driving to our workout and you had gum in your mouth, I love you so much. But if I'm being honest, I was really thinking, I had violent thoughts because you were chewing your gum with your mouth open and I could hear it. And I was just like, oh, just don't say anything. Don't say anything, girl. Don't say anything. And I didn't say anything until now.
Okay.
Okay, so we're driving home from date night. And do you like my outfit tonight?
Very sexy.
What do you like about it?
That it's got a short skirt, open toe shoes, toenails are done properly, got a little cleavage hanging out.
Hanging out, jeez. What is it about open toe shoes that you like?
You have cute feet, so I think you should have open toe shoes. If people don't have cute feet, then they should close them up.
Okay, so.
And I think that's one thing that people know.
What?
Like, they know if they have cute feet or not.
Like, no, I don't think people do know.
I think they do. I think people have looked at enough pairs of feet to know, like, mine don't look like that, and mine aren't that cute, so I'm going to cover them up.
There's this guy at the gym today, by the way. I know I've told you guys this before, but I have, like, a couple of different gym memberships, and based on the time that I'm able to go work out, that's how I choose the gym that I'm going to go exercise at, because there's a certain gym that I won't go to because there's a certain group of people that, like, I cannot stand it when they're there. So I had to get another gym membership. I know, privilege, whatever, but it makes a difference because I need to get to my workout and I want to get through it, and I don't want to be annoyed by certain people. But there's this man, I don't know if you saw him at the gym that we were at today. He's older, a lot older, and he takes off his shoes and he does this whole stretching thing, and like it has a lot to do with his feet. And I don't like feet in general. And I know that's weird because I taught Pio for so many years, and a lot of people do it barefoot, and I often did it barefoot. But this man, like, he does this whole like thing with like stretching and meditation, and like his feet, and oh, he's got the grossest feet. And I know you're thinking like, Chalene, well then why do you even care? Why are you looking at his feet? Because it's kind of like over where I need to do certain exercises. And I don't know, today I was just so grossed out by this man's feet. And I'm like, bare feet shouldn't be at the gym. But yet, bare feet are like, you know, if you're doing yoga or Pio or whatever, then bare feet's a big part of it. I'm sorry, I digress. I don't like bare feet. I do not like gross sounds from people's mouths. I don't like, there are a lot of sounds I don't like. I don't like green eggs and ham, Sam. I am. There's a lot of sounds I do not like. And I know that's like a true disorder. And I get it. Like, we just watched this. I'm going to do a what to watch in August. And I'm going to tell you about a couple of shows to watch. But we just watched this show where this woman like loses her mind and she just goes crazy with an axe. I get it. Like, there's certain sounds that just make me insane. Okay. Let me know if you can relate. So, driving back from date night, and we do date night at least now that we are empty nesters twice a week. Would you say that's accurate?
Oh, of course. For sure. At least.
And I try to wear something that I know he's going to like, because what I think I look cute in, and what like is my go-to outfit is not what he enjoys seeing me. I like a cute sweatshirt, a nice jogger, and some wedges. Like, I think that's a cute outfit. I don't think Brett thinks that's cute. But so on date night, he loves it when I wear a dress. He loves an open toe shoe. What else do you love?
Just like, I like this outfit. So you got a short skirt.
Do you like my hair a certain way? Or
yeah, I like your hair.
Up or down?
Down.
Oh.
And, you know, you sometimes you put your little extra hair in there, which is kind of fun sometimes.
My like long
your halo. Yep.
And then, that's so cute that you know it's called a halo.
Yeah. And then, yeah, you know, you got your new necklace on tonight. And, you know, that always looks sexy. And it's just like you have the right style. It's like a little, you know, form-fitting skirt and like a little blouse. And then you like dress it up with like a little jacket because we were with some other people. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I will give you the juice about the date night that we went on tonight with another podcaster. I'll give you that juice on the Patreon. But so anyways, about the outfits for date night, and not that you have to wear a special outfit or not even that you have to go anywhere special, but date night is an important, in my opinion, it's something that couples don't put enough effort into, not just like what to wear. I'm not even talking about that, but I'm talking about like how to, you know, put the spark back into your relationship. So I did a YouTube video, and it should be up now. And I share with you my favorite, Brett's favorite date night outfits, all super cheap. Like these are all outfits that you can get for under 50, I think even 40 bucks. Most of them are from, actually they're all from Amazon. So these are my favorite Amazon. It's like a try on haul. I showed you what they look like on the website. I show you what they look like on me. And to be honest, they're all like, you know, it's like sexy date night is the theme, I would say. And I also share some tips on how to get your partner excited and how to have a really great date night in that YouTube video. And by the way, thank you so much for your, I don't know, your advice, your opinions, your feedback on YouTube. That I posted that video last Friday, which was about strength training. Actually, I posted on Saturday. And it is crazy. That video is blowing up. So now it's got me in a weird position because I said to you guys, like, I don't know what's going on. My YouTube is just like, it's dead. Nobody watches any of the videos. And I really spent the week like spending a lot of time figuring out like, what am I doing wrong? What do people want? And what do I want? And what makes sense, you know, from a lifestyle, from a work perspective for me on YouTube? Because it doesn't make sense for me to do an episode that, you know, you could just listen to. Do you know what I mean? So, and a lot of you said that, and I really totally appreciate your honesty. Like, one thing I love, and I hope that you guys know that this is true, I really do appreciate when you give me honest feedback. And because I'm in a couple of other podcast groups of other podcasters, and the feedback is always like, I don't know, it's like kind of positive, and people aren't always honest. And I prefer that you guys tell it like it is. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. You told us this week in a brutally honest way that you didn't love that I have my staff reading, my team, I should say, reading the outros on the podcast. You're like, we don't like that. And that wasn't very nice, but it was honest.
You hurt people's feelings.
A few people were like, oh, that.
So I'm going to read them.
So now Brett's going to.
And I can't get my feelings hurt, so if you don't like it, oh well.
True. But you know what? I just feel like, listen, your time is valuable. So if there's something you don't like, tell us. If you don't agree with my opinion, I don't need to hear that. Because just don't listen. You know what I mean? But also, if you don't agree with my opinion, that's okay too. Just be polite about it. If you don't agree with another person who listens to the podcast and has feedback, that's fine too. Just be polite. Don't be rude. Don't be a dick. That's my takeaway. Okay, so in the video, I share with you my outfits, etc. And, you know, I'm over 40. Okay, fine, I'm over 50. So these are, there's a couple of them are pretty short dresses. And if that's not your style, okay, fine. That's okay. I don't think that there is an age appropriate attire. I think it's a personality appropriate attire. So if you've always worn kind of short skirts, well then why can't you wear them when you're in your 50s? If you've always worn more conservative outfits, well then, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like,
which is true because you've always worn short skirts, whether it was because you wanted to look sexy for date night or whatever, but we just...
I'm a short girl.
You're a short girl. Sometimes long looks a little strange, and it's hard to get them fitted that way. So you wear short skirts, and you've always worn short skirts, and you found a wedding dress. Am I allowed to talk about this?
Sure.
I won't go too deep. So we went up to LA last weekend for a date weekend. Our kids joined us, and we went out shopping for a wedding dress, and you found one for Sierra's wedding.
For Mother of the Bride.
Mother of the Bride, which is supposed to be like, okay, a little bit longer or whatever.
And so Sierra's, the story with Mother of the Bride dresses is they're supposed to be beige, long, conservative, and ugly.
Yeah. So Sierra was like, no, Mom, you would look strange in a long dress because you've never worn one, and I don't want you
to... I wear long dresses sometimes.
Okay, well, Sierra doesn't picture you in a long dress. So Sierra vetoed that and was like, no, I want you in what you want to wear, and if it's a short skirt, I want you in a short skirt. So then you were like, okay, well, this one's really short, so send a picture to Sierra. And Sierra was like, OMG, that's amazing, get it. So you got it. So yeah, we're wearing a short skirt.
It's very short. My own mother called it a, quote, crotch cutter.
I love it.
You do?
Oh my God.
You loved it. You love it. He's like, get it. You got to get it. Are you kidding me? You got to get it. When I came out of the dressing room to show it to him, he's like, are you joking? Like, you got to get that dress. And then we got in the car and he was like, how much was that, by the way? And I told him, and he's like, his eyes like bulged out of his head. I'm like, you're the one that told me to get it.
I just wasn't like thinking that dress, I guess it's because there's so much material.
I know.
That's the reason why. It wasn't because,
I agree.
Like, I knew who the designer was, and I was like, and I knew what store we were in, so I was like, oh, it's going to be expensive. But then I was thinking, like, my brain was thinking, like, but there's not that much fabric.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
I know. I guess not.
So I did find my dress. It's really cute. It's like a...
And I was shocked at the price based on the material and how much fabric there was. I would never be shocked at, like, paying that much. You know me, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the wrong business. It's quite the... But anyways, it's a, like, a bright lilac, and it's short. It's short on the bottom, and it has, like, a tulip hem, and it is sleeveless, and it has, like, a long side train. I'm not sure what they call it, where it's, like, it's like a train that just goes on one side and it hangs down really long. But I'm telling you,
it's the coolest part.
Thanks. I really like that part too. But I'm telling you, Marge is right. It's kind of too short.
Oh, it's definitely too short.
It's too short to like dance in really and comfortably. So then we drove from Saks Fifth Avenue. I think that's where we bought it. And is it Oscar de la Renta?
Yeah.
So you could probably look up lilac short Oscar de la Renta.
They said they just got it in.
Yeah, it's really cute. Anyways, so if you want to see my dress. Okay, but then, and I was like, I can't wear this short. I won't be comfortable dancing. It's not that I care that it's that short. Like, I'm not worried about, like, people saying, oh, that's not appropriate. I don't care. I'm paying for the wedding. Like, who cares? But I don't care what other people's opinion is. But, like, I want to be comfortable and not, like, show my underwear while I'm dancing because, you know, your girl's going to dance. So then we drove to the fashion... They call it the Fashion District?
Fashion District.
Fashion...
To look for fabrics.
Yeah. Downtown LA. And so we drove down there because they have, like, street after street after street. Like, I know some of you are familiar with Joann Fabrics. Okay, so imagine if Joann Fabrics had a family reunion. Like, we're talking street after street of just fabric stores. Amazing. And I don't mean like little fabric stores, like super fabric stores, like, you know,
yeah,
I don't
see fabric
like 5,000 square feet, 5,000 square feet of like just bathing suit fabric, and then 5,000 square feet of just chiffons, and like huge stores of just fabric downtown LA. It's super cool. So I knew that we would find, like, you know, if we were going to find this exact fabric or something really close, that's where we would have to go. So we go to downtown LA, and this is on Sunday, and Brett's such a good sport, you know, because he's like, we just spent a fortune on this dress.
Fucking altar. You got an altar.
And now we're going. He's like, wait, we're doing what? I'm like, well, I have to add some fabric to it. He's like, so we're going to pay more for this dress? I'm like, yeah, just deal with it. All right, so that we go to the fabric store, and we found a fabric that was almost identical. And I'm like, I'm just adding it to the bottom of the hem, so I think it's going to be okay. Like, it'll kind of look like a cool style if I add, like, a color that's just slightly darker to the bottom hem, and then I'll add some of that to the train, and it'll look like it was meant to be. And we found a color that was almost identical. And then as we're leaving, we look across the street, and there's a store that sells, like, the kind of material that you would see in, and I apologize, I don't know what the term is for the, you know, the beautiful long dresses that Indian women wear, but they're like very ornate fabrics and like appliques and lace and embellished. They're just gorgeous. And so there was a store that sold just that kind of fabric. So we went over there and we found the exact lilac embellished lace that is to die for. Like, to die for.
If Oscar De La Renta, him or herself, whoever this person is.
Him,
Oscar. If Oscar saw this stuff, he would redo the dress using this fabric.
It is.
It's insane.
It's so gorgeous. Like, I literally like the dress better. So now I have to find a seamstress to kind of like sew it along the bottom. It's going to be easy. I mean, if I had to, I could do it myself. You know, I own a sewing machine, so I could do it myself. But we are literally like now 4 weeks away from the wedding.
It's the 14th.
Wow.
Or something like that.
How do you feel about that?
I'm ready.
What are you ready for?
I'm ready for both weddings. Like, I feel like it's been well documented that I've been father of the bride and the father of the groom, and like done a lot of work on these weddings.
Oh, brother.
So I'm ready.
A lot of work. A lot of emails.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, a lot of negotiating emails. Yes, I know everything that's going on. Everything's booked. I'm ready to go. I'm actually ready to see, like, all the people that we don't get to see very often, too. That's going to be fun.
That is going to be fun. I feel a little nervous, like, because it's so close, I'm a little freaked out because there's certain things where I'm like, Sierra, what about this? What about that? Like, Brock's is now 2 months away. Sierra's is, like, a month away. But I've just been, like, hitting Sierra up with all these questions. And so, yeah, it feels like it's really down to the wire, which kind of has me freaked out.
Really?
A little bit. Not too bad. But we also, you know, like, we're excited for both the kids. And Sierra does not seem stressed at all.
No. She's very excited.
This seems like the perfect place to take a quick break. Let's talk about adult beverages. Specifically, let's talk about wine. We're going to talk about dry farm wines because, let's face it, not all wines are created equal. And on this show, you know, I am dedicated and devoted to getting you to do things that are just a little bit healthier for you, but to still enjoy life. Like, life is too short not to do the things that you enjoy. And there's a lot of research and science out there to suggest that a glass of wine is actually really good for you. But let's face it, not all wines are created equal. So is alcohol healthy? That's like saying, is meat healthy? Well, it depends. All things, it depends on the source. That's why I have Dry Farm wine on my counter. It's why that's the wine that I have delivered to friends because I care about their health. It's why when I go to a restaurant, I bring my own bottle of wine. I bring a bottle of Dry Farm wines. So what is Dry Farm Wines? It is a company based here in the United States that imports from a bunch of different wineries, small family-owned wineries throughout Europe. So it's not just like one winery. What they're doing is all the work for you. They're doing testing to make sure that all of the wine is pure, 100% organic, and that you can actually taste the difference. As a matter of fact, you'll feel the difference. Now, I know this is true for me, and it's true for almost everyone I know who has tried this wine talks about the way you feel so differently when you drink this wine versus most domestic wines, which are filled with additives and preservatives and junk. And then we wonder why the next day we have a headache or feel foggy or have a migraine or just don't feel good. Like, I never used to drink wine because I didn't like the way I felt until I tried a bottle of Dry Farm wines. And again, it's not that Dry Farm wines is a particular brand of wine. It's that they've sourced the best wines, the best European wines, and they've done all of the quality testing to make sure that there are no preservatives, no additives. It's less than 1 gram of carbohydrates and less than 1 gram of sugar. Now, there aren't very many alcohols. In fact, are there any alcohols that you can say that about? I don't think so. In my opinion, this is your healthiest option. Now, here's the way Dry Farm Wines works. It's a subscription. So you get 6 bottles of wine. And when you use my code, which is dryfarmwines.com/Shalene, you're going to get an additional bottle for just a penny. Now, they will give you a variety of wines. You can do a collection of, you know, your 6. You can break that up any way you want, like 3 red, 3 white. And if you find one that you love from a particular winery, you can work with them and customize your order. So maybe it's like all red from that particular winery, or you can do all whites, or you can change it up each month. Believe it or not, you're going to go through 6 bottles very quickly. And if you don't, you can gift those. It's just a great way to make sure you always have the healthiest wine available. Listen, dudes, girlfriends, if you're going to enjoy the occasional cocktail, I'd like to encourage you to try a healthier alternative. Go to dryfarmwines.com/Shalene to enjoy an additional bottle for just a penny. All right, now back to the show.
Because I have ADHD, I didn't finish my final thought, which was about date night. The YouTube video should be up as you're listening to this episode. Like, go check out I'll put a link right at the top of our show notes.
You did say that earlier.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, you said it should be up. Yes, 100%.
Okay, well, anyways, it's amazing. If I do say so myself, I spent like a week putting together the assets for this video. All of the links to every single dress that I tried on, and every dress that I tried on in this Amazon haul video. And then plus I gave you tips for how to, like, you know, get that spark back on date night. Some of my favorite tips on the things that we do. Not all the things that we do to keep things sexy, but, and all the dresses. And some of them aren't, like, a few cute outfits too. Plus my favorite shoes that you guys saw all over my Instagram. The most comfortable, if you're into high heels, the most comfortable high heel wedges you will ever own. I put the links to all of that. It's all in my YouTube video. And so what I was saying about YouTube is I've decided I'm really going to try to only do YouTube videos that make more sense in video format versus podcast format. So last week, I like took you to the gym with me and I showed you like my leg day routine. I got a lot of people asking for an upper body routine. You know, that's not something that really translates via podcast. So, you know, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Turn on the little notification. If the video is something that you can listen to, great. If you don't have time, don't worry about it. I get it. I understand that you guys are podcast listeners and you're like, I don't have time for YouTube videos. I get it. I don't want to like put more on your plate. I do not. I so get it. But if that's something that's, you know, helpful for you and you want to scrub through the video to figure out like what dresses might work for you, great, do that. But also, if that feels like work, then don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't ever want to make things harder for you guys. Oh, So I have a few things that are like a little bit more personal. Maybe I save these for the Patreon. For those of you who are, you've got a Patreon coming out tomorrow, and I'll tell you a little bit about our dinner tonight and a few things that are going on medically that I want to talk to you about, a little bit of family personal stuff. But I did want to share with all of you how cool it was to just like read your comments this week, like about the whole judgment episode. Like that was really cool, because I think that is something a lot of people don't even realize that they struggle with, like thinking about what other people think of them. And we all do it. And I don't need to recap that episode, but if you didn't listen to Wednesday's episode, that's what it was about. Monday's was about strength training. That was also really cool to see. I mean, listen, I don't need you guys to like agree with me necessarily on things, but it does feel really good when you're like, okay, this is exactly what I'm going through. This is exactly what I'm experiencing. And so many of you were like, this explains so much. This is why I've gained weight. Oh my gosh, you guys, I just read the study about weight gain in the United States that would blow your mind. I mean, I need to do an episode about this. Like, specifically, the weight gain for women is, it's crazy. It's like off the charts. And I don't just mean proportionally. I mean like pound for pound. And we've got to do something about that. And you know what? I really think it has everything to do with diet culture. It's diet culture. It's fitness culture. It's women who have been, you know, which is crazy. It's like everything's low fat and diet and over-exercising, but we're heavier than ever. That just kind of makes my whole point, you know? It's funny. Like Brock and I did a webinar tonight at our office in Aliso Viejo. And I don't know if you've noticed this, honey, but the mirror in that bathroom, have you ever noticed the mirror at that bathroom? What's different about it?
No.
Okay, it's the ultimate skinny mirror. Like, you look in the mirror in the bathroom at on the bottom floor, and you're just like, I need to go eat. Like, I am looking too thin and too hot. Like, that's not even right. And I was thinking about that today. Like, I never believe what I see in the mirror. Like, if I think I look really good and, like, really, like, small, I'm like, man, this mirror's distorted. And but conversely, if I think that I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, I look like, you know, 4 feet wide. I don't believe that either. Like, I never believe the mirror. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Sure.
I guess, but
I don't look in the mirror that way. I guess it's not a...
Do you ever look in the mirror and go like, oh, wow, that this is a skinny mirror. This is a fat mirror. Do you ever think that?
No, never.
Never? Okay, ladies, I need to know. Is this a female thing? Please ask your significant other if you're in a relationship with a man. Is this a female thing? Are you with me? Like, every mirror I look at, I think to myself, okay, am I buying this? Like, is this a fat mirror? Is this a skinny mirror? And I guess when it comes down to it, like, I just never buy my press. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Like, and by that I mean, look, if you guys are very super complimentary, I'm like, yeah, I don't own that.
I get out of the shower.
Yeah.
And I sit at the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
And I look at that mirror.
Yeah.
I always look at it, I'm like, yeah, I'm looking a little heavy right now. Or I'm like, oh, okay, I'm okay. But I always give myself a little self-evaluation. But I don't look in a specific mirror and go, oh, this is a skinny mirror or this is this mirror. I just sit at the edge of the bed and I'm like, I'm looking a little chunky right now.
Okay, so one mirror, just it's one
same
mirror.
It's like when you weigh yourself on the same scale, you shouldn't change the scale. You should
only look in one mirror.
That's why I do.
Do me a favor. Next time you're at the dentist, office,
yeah,
go to the mirror that's in the downstairs bathroom.
I'll go there tomorrow. Get to go see Johnny.
I cannot take a selfie in it. You will never, ever see yourself so thin.
Okay.
Which makes me wonder, like, are there people who, like, every house in your mirror is a skinny mirror, so you really are distorted? Do you know what I mean? Like, when you came back from vacation, did you look in the mirror and were you like, oh, wait, that's weird?
I lost weight when I came back. I lost
weight.
Well,
forget about the scale. I'm saying, like, in the mirror, did you look in the mirror and go, did you think anything different?
No, not really. I didn't think I didn't think I looked any different.
Well, my point is this. Never buy your own press. Whether it's super positive or super negative, don't buy it. Like, just know who you are. Know what you look like, and you know, don't believe the hype, because it doesn't really even matter.
You know what my dad used to always say?
What?
Like, about sports?
What?
Like, so when you'd play, and then you'd watch, then you would rewatch, like, the film, so for
sure.
Football.
Sure.
And you'd be like, after the game, you'd be like, oh, I played so good. I played so good.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd watch the film, uh-huh, and you're really like, I wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Like, because you just remember, like, the highlights. And then on opposite of that, you get down playing, and you played bad, and you're like, I played so bad tonight.
Yeah.
And then you watch the film.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Because just, like, the couple plays, like, override everything in your brain.
Yeah.
I think it's the same type of thing that you're saying.
I think there's certain people, too, who just always have a negative perception of themselves. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
And they tend to think, like, things were worse than what they really were, or that they were better than what they really were. My fear is that I think things are probably not always. I mean, there's been times where I'm like, okay, that sucked. I knew it sucked when I did it, and then I rewatched it and was like, oh, no, that really sucked. But I try to erase it from my brain, because I don't want to... So I think some people, like, beat themselves up and they think about it over and over and over. I want to, like, forget about it, erase it, move past it as quickly as possible. What about you?
Yeah, I don't like to dwell on any bad stuff.
But I feel like some people do.
Oh, God, there's a lot of people out there that do. They like to live in it.
I don't know if they like to, but they just do.
They swim in it.
Yeah.
They tread water.
Yeah, it's like they make it part of their identity, or, like, you know, they just don't stop obsessing and reeling about, like, oh, but it's in the past. You can't change it. You can't undo it. So just move, like, forget it. Move past it.
It's hard for people.
Drop it.
It's hard for people.
I drop it as fast as I freaking can.
Me too.
Because it doesn't serve me. But you know what does serve me? You guys. I really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for, like, just being so active in the pod squad. It's super fun. And thank you for being nice to each other, even when you disagree with each other. I know I say this all the time, but I can't even tell you, because I am in other people's Facebook groups and they are not the same. They're rude to each other. And I don't get it. Like, you can disagree. You can ask someone questions without being a jerk. Like, there's too many jerks in the world. Like, don't be a jerk. So thank you for, you know, being cool with each other. I just really appreciate that. And, of course, Patreon.
It's a good way to end it. Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. Yeah, it's true. All right, guys. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.